only. It's a 6 to 10 degrees. Today FM News of the More. That's right.
Ray Foley.
And again, thank you indeed.
It's Ray.
It's me, God help us.
Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to have to do a welcome on in. Ray's my name is GP.
Feeling nice. You feel nice, baby.
Lovely, actually, yeah. Was that a whinge, actually? Was that kind of a whinge, that thing at the beginning? Where they, when I'm introduced, gloriously introduced.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love.
That's someone giving out, like, at the prospect of me starting another broadcast.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
It sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. It sounds like they chopped off the no. It was like, oh no!
Sounds like not everyone's entirely excited at the prospect of me doing what I do, doing my little gig here in the afternoon, just keeping the sea warm until Cooper arrives. So what have I got for you today? I've got a fun fact for you today. This is actually amazing. Listen to this, right? It's a fun fact, but anyone can do it, and you can listen to it and try and do it yourself. Ready?
All right.
A fun fact. You ready?
I'm ready for some facts and some fun.
This is fun. It's a fact. Have a listen to it and see if you can play along at home. Give this a listen.
Fun fact. You can't feel your tongue when you smile.
You can't feel your tongue.
Fun fact. You can't feel your tongue when you smile.
So you have to smile. Uh-huh. Are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
What does he mean you can't feel your tongue, though?
You can't feel it. There's no feeling. There's no sensation in it.
You can't feel your tongue when you smile. Look at how cute you are. I got you, sucker. Look at you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much.
The amount he's smiling now, is it?
JFM's.
Oh! 50,670. She loves you. Ian DeCrow and Ella Henderson on Today FM, playing the music you love this holiday season. It's good. Now, don't get me wrong, it's good, right?
It gets you in the feels, though, doesn't it?
It sure does. Mm. It's good. And you know what? This happens every year. Mid to late November, there's a duet. It's got the piano. It's got the feels. It's got the emotions. It's good. Ian DeCrow, Ella Henderson, beautiful songs called All For You. It's good.
Right.
But it's no Labyrinth featuring Emily Sandy.
Ooh.
And Beneath You're Beautiful. But it's got similar vibes. Tell me I'm wrong.
You tell all the boys.
Oh, lads, seriously. This song actually makes me cry, this song.
What happened to Labyrinth?
Yeah.
He got lost.
Right. He took a wrong turn.
He did, yeah. He was in there shouting there for ages. He was like, Emily.
But I'm gonna try, would you let
this is such a good song.
See beneath your beautiful, would you let
come at me, Ian DeCrow and Ella Henderson. Come at me.
Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside.
And this song came out at exactly the same time, like mid to late November, ahead of the Christmas.
Oh, lovely. Nice strings.
So good.
Yeah.
Then the beat comes in.
Fat beat.
What you call me?
I call it the beat fat.
What you
call
me?
That's a fat beat.
Lads, it's not a patch on Ricky Martin and Christina Aguilera.
Oh. Well.
That's not it. That's not it. That's a remix, isn't it? I thought it was slower than that. The Ricky Martin and Christy Angle. I've got it first. That's it, Jakers.
That's it.
Did they do something else slower together?
Other and William loving that Emily Sandy song,
oh,
Labyrinth as well.
That
on
is
text.
That song is unbelievable. I love that song. Later on, when it gets like when it gets to the oh, there's a little break in it here. Here we go. Why is that crying?
See beneath your beautiful, would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let?
We have to play this. Can we play this instead of Keen and Ella?
Who's gonna stop us? We barricade the doors.
Tonight. Oh my Unbelievable scenes. And someone else was like, is it 50 or 15? Am I going too fast for people? Is that the problem? 50,000 euro on the Today FM cash machine. 50,678.47. 15 grand. A measly 15 grand. Midwest Radio or something. You think we're IFM? We're giving away 50,000 big ones right here on Today FM. Specifically, and this is the exact total you need to know, 50,678.47 euro. So it's 50 it begins with, not 15, okay? 50,678.47. Text now and good luck. My mind. Ava Max and Sweet. What a psycho. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hey-ho. Hello there, friends. Ray Foley on for a Tuesday. Feeling good. I've had my Baraka boost. I'm bouncing off the walls. Full of vim and indeed vinegar. Vim and vigor and vinegar and whatever else you're having yourself. That's a roll call, actually. I'm Ray. There's JP. 0874-100-102. Let's see. Oh, the subject of smiling. This is the smile thing I played earlier on. Fun fact, when you're smiling, you can't feel your tongue.
Fun fact, you can't feel your tongue when you smile.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Look at how cute you are. Got you, sucker. Look at your smile.
I actually did it. I fell for that.
Me too.
Someone sent me that over the weekend and I was like... Now that put a smile on my face, literally. Love the show. Hey. A from Leon and Monaghan. Here's the thing, I can't really feel my tongue when I smile, so he's right, from Deirdre. Well, I suppose when you're doing anything, like, are you conscious of the sensation of your tongue?
Well, your tongue has no role in a smile anyway. It doesn't do anything, so why would you feel it?
Why would you, what, even now, you have to really stop and think about what your tongue is doing.
Mm.
It's like when you're in the dentist. And it's like your tongue is all, it's all over the place. It's got a mind of its own. I'm smiling like a fool here, asking myself, can I feel my tongue or am I just imagining it? From Sheila. Sheila, we're just trying to make it. It's the only way this broadcast can make someone smile.
Look at how cute you are. Got you, sucker. Look at your smile.
You're gorgeous.
And on the subject of duets, I was saying that one of my favourite slow November duets is Labyrinth and Emily Sandy with Beneath Your Beautiful, which is just, I think it could actually be a perfect song.
See beneath your perfect, take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl, cause I wanna see inside what you let.
Stop. I interviewed Emily Sandy once.
Lovely.
She was a sweetheart. She still is, I'm sure. Never interviewed Labyrinth. JP, you were asking, where is Labyrinth?
Yeah, what's he up to?
Aiden's over there, right, Aiden?
What's the story, lads?
Hey, brother!
Labyrinth these days is actually doing the sound score for Euphoria on HBO.
I read this. Was he nominated for an Emmy or a Grammy for his sound work on... This is the thing with Zendaya in it. I read this, I did, and he's been very successful doing it too. Sorry, go on, Aiden, I digress.
And both seasons are brilliant soundtracks. Still Don't Know My Name is an absolute belter. Love the show.
Hey, it's Aiden.
It's Aiden.
Yeah, it's Aiden.
Oh, you know his name.
That's his name, yeah.
Ray Foley. That's it.
Aiden, here's a question for you. Can you feel your tongue? Come back to us on that. Avicii and Aloe Black on the way next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast.
Avicii and Aloe Black, that's Wake Me Up. You're on Today FM. Play the music you love. Ray Foley for your afternoon.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday.
How you doing? We're talking about tongues earlier on. And you can't feel your tongue when you're smiling. Do you know that? If you just joined us, by the way, we're discussing this fascinating fun fact. You can't feel... This, by the way, if you're just joining us. If you heard this earlier on, then we're wasting our time with you. But if you've just joined us, yeah, fun fact.
Fun fact.
Yeah?
You can't feel your tongue when you smile.
You can't feel it. There's no sensation in your tongue while you smile. Mm. So while you're smiling, think about it. You can't feel your tongue while you smile.
Look at how cute you are. I got you, sucker. Look at your smile.
You're so cute. A number of people texting saying, yeah, they fell for the smile. They've been smiling all over. And Paddy's over there actually having a whinge. Hey, Paddy.
Foley, JP, could you please stop talking about tongues?
Stop talking about tongues.
And stuff that you can't feel your tongue. Because every time now I'm talking and every time I go to swallow, I have to grip my tongue between my teeth because I think I'm going to swallow my tongue. Stop talking about tongues.
Well, it's true when you become conscious of the tongue.
So you have to hold your tongue while you swallow now, is it? Hang on, what are you doing, Paddy? I'm holding my tongue while I swallow.
Oh, boys, love the show.
Hey, please. Cheers, brother. You're a big weirdo. Do you know what, Paddy? You're our kind of weirdo. Actually, if you're a weirdo and you want some Christmas music this early, we got back-to-back Christmas tunes on Today FM Presents Go Loud Christmas Hits. Download the app, swipe over at the top to Christmas Hits, and you can Christmas tune away to your heart's content. Here's a little taster for you. Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you at Today FM.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing.
This is Today FM playing the music you love. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You. Today FM present Go Loud Christmas Hits. Click on in and our app, download it there. Right up at the top is all the... Do you know there's loads of radio stations that are like our sister stations of ours? They're really good as well. Like, they're way better than Today FM. Have you noticed
that? With that sort of thing.
Swipe over if you're mad for your Christmas songs. Today FM's Go Loud Christmas Hits. Swipe over and you can start listening there to back-to-back, wall-to-wall Christmas hits. It's after 4:30 today. It only goes live after 4:30. Don't go anywhere just yet, you know what I'm saying? Right. So we're playing Kian DeCroix and Ella Henderson earlier on. One of these slow songs that kicks you right in the feels. And I was saying, yeah, it's fine. It's fine, you know, but like, it's good. But it's no Labyrinth and Emily Sandy.
You let all the girls go.
I'm just going to skim onto the chorus. I said
to the chorus, Ray, yeah?
I said the chorus.
But I'm gonna try, would you let me see beneath your beautiful, would you let...
Stop, it's so good. That song makes me cry. Text 0874-100-102. Duets, Enrique and Whitney from Keith. What? Enrique Iglesias and Whitney Houston?
Was there a Spanishy song they did together?
Are you joking me? Whitney Houston and Enrique Iglesias. How old was he when she was alive? Hang on, Whitney Houston. Could I Have This Kiss Forever? Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, 98 FM of a certain era. Dublin's best music mix. So all the way your chats with some scratch cards. Right now it's Could I Have This Kiss Forever? Dublin's 98 FM. That's what I used to sound like on 98.
Right, okay.
Not a great song.
Could I look into your eyes? Could I have this night to share this night together?
Yeah, okay, I'll allow it. Ray, Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman, the best duet ever. Ah, Noel, you're cheating with that one. Brightman. The irony of me typing the words Brightman on a search engine. I mean, there it is over there. Come on now, come on. DeCroix is quaking in his boots this afternoon. He's ringing up Ella and he's going, forget it. Pull it. Pull all the stock. I'm just going to skim on a little bit.
Le finestre mostra tutto il mio cuore che ha acceso.
Do you know, the sad thing is when you listen to that, you realise, like, after, 16 years in school, I still don't have a word of Irish. And Ray JP, good afternoon. love the show. A, I always thought that the classic duet of Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt Ooh. Is one of the greatest ever from David and Loud. Dahi, do I have it? Linda. Oh!
I don't know much.
That lad.
I don't know, I love you.
Look at this face.
Oh, come on.
I know the years
Let me skim on there because I was...
Look at this.
Oh, lads, come on, will you do the I don't know much and leave it at that, please, for me?
I know I love you.
Just before that.
Yeah. I don't know much.
We have to do this together, JP. Ready?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm doing the Linda.
So I'm doing the Aaron bit.
No, a swap, actually. I'll do the Aaron and you do the Linda. Okay. Ready?
I don't know much.
But I know I love you.
Ray Foley.
Yeah. That may be. Do you know what? That may be all I need to know. One of the few things I know. Play Roger Sanchez for you in a couple of minutes.
Stick around.
The last word. Roger Sanchez and another chance. This is Today FM. We'll play the music you love.
Hello.
It's Ray Foley on God Help Us. So yeah, I played a bit of Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville. We're talking about duets that really kick you right in the feels.
I don't know much, but I don't want to let
me I love you.
Go on, Aaron. Go on, Linda.
And that may be all I need to know.
This is officially now mine and JP's karaoke Christmas party song. Singing it to one another meaningfully. And Catherine's over there. She reckons she does Ireland's best Aaron Neville impression. Oh, here we go.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. Let me be all I need to know.
Give that woman a Grammy.
Top hustle.
Catherine.
I don't know much.
But I know you do a fantastic impression. Who's getting married? Who got married?
It's Christine and Jason, wasn't it?
Last week, was it?
Yeah.
It's ringing. Whose phone is this now? Christine's or Jason?
It's Christine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello? 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 Caller?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
Hi, Ray. How are you keeping?
Christine, how are you?
We're great. We're in flying form.
Apparently, we were on breakfast filling in for Ian Dempsey last
Terrible
week.
Terrible decision.
Did you know this, JP? We were on last week.
I slept through most of last week.
It was all a blur. Clearly, I needed a nap. And last week, who was on for you doing the kickstart song for your wedding?
It was my brother-in-law, Kieran Carroll, was on, and he kickstarted the weekend for us. It was mighty.
Oh, he was brilliant. And did you have a nice... He said he was looking forward to it. Did you have a nice day in the end?
Oh, we did. We had a fantastic weekend all round. We're still going. It was brilliant.
You're still going?
We are. Slow down.
Who made a show of themselves at the reception there, Christine?
You can't name names. Yourself, Christine. We'll put yourself down. The bride. So where did you have it?
We had it in Ballyfernan Church first and then on to Marcree Castle.
Oh, very nice. So are you on the honeymoon now or are you taking some time off? What's the plan?
We are, yeah. We're off this week on a mini moon. So we're over in Connemara today and in Clifton at the moment.
Oh, lovely. Where are you from?
Yeah, it's lovely. North Roscommon.
From
a small club called St. Ronan's. And we're actually playing Clifton in the Connacht final on Saturday week. So I just wanted to give a shout out to that.
Ronan's! So hang on, you're not playing. You're just supporting.
But I must say my new husband Jason's captain of the club, the co-captain with Alan Benson.
Jason Dreamboat, the little shorts.
The thighs.
Look at those thighs. Oh my God.
And the baby oil was unnecessary.
Jason, you overdid it on the wedding day. I mean, seriously, we don't wear better trousers for the wedding. Guys, many congratulations. Enjoy your... How long is your mini moon for then? Just for a few days?
For a few days. Back on Saturday and back to reality then, I think, unfortunately.
When you say it's a mini moon, are you going to do a big moon later or what?
Yeah, we are actually. After Christmas, we're going to Canada for a couple of weeks.
Stop, get off the line. Sorry, I've lost you. So you go through a tunnel. Jealous, mad jealous. Disgusting. You want me to play a song for you, do you?
Yeah, please. Will you play Mr. Brightside for us, please, Ray?
No, sorry. Anyway, all the best. Go on, guys, drive safe. Ray. Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey, cheers, Mrs. Congrats.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
For the gorgeous Christina and the even gorgeouser Jason, glistening calf muscles.
On Roland's.
Congratulations, you guys. The newlyweds, the honeymooners, the killers of Mr. Brightside. Stick around. Trying to give away thousands of euro in cash. Over 50 grand. Hold for common people. Today FM, play the music you left. Ray Foley, I'm with you. Hey, peace around here somewhere.
I'm over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, it's Tuesday. God help us. I'm loving life. I'm living the life and loving the music. Hi, Ray. Would you mind saying hello to my sister, Alison Groves? She's in Mount Melick, who's homesick from Veronica. Wait a minute. Is she homesick or is she at home? Is she at homesick, Veronica?
Is she from somewhere else?
Alison, are you listening to the radio now? We're talking about you. Alison, are you homesick? Are you home? Sick?
There's a missing comma there, isn't there?
Have a word with your sister, Veronica, who's thinking of you, but not particularly thoughtful when it comes to her grammatical situation on the texts and the WhatsApps. What else have I got for you? Fears of Christmas champagne shortage.
Oh,
as
God.
Fears of a Christmas champagne shortage. This is the worst news I could have gotten today. Seriously, yeah. this is the worst news. As I was waking up this morning, wait a minute, there's a champagne shortage. Because you know me, Tuesdays. You know I love to take a bath in champagne. Yeah.
You show up to work with a bottle of champagne in each fist, two bottles, two hands,
in a suit with the dicky bow open at the top, hanging on either side, and a waistcoat. Mm-hmm. And one of those shirts with the lines on it.
Lovely.
I mean, is it right here to say what? Get us that studio that's going out the air.
Fears of Christmas champagne shortage as world's biggest producer warns that stocks are running low. Okay, we get the idea. Drinks company, is it Moët or Moët?
I think it's Moët, isn't it? But nobody says that.
Whatever way, this is one of those things. Whatever way you say it, someone will correct you and tell you you're saying it wrong. Oh man, there's a bunch of them words. That it's like, whatever way you say it, someone's going to, oh, kebabs.
Oh God.
If I ring up and say, hiya, can I have a doner kebab? They say doner kebab. Yeah, doner kebab.
You knew what I meant, didn't you?
But then if I ring the next time and go, hiya, can I have a doner kebab? They go, yeah, doner kebab. Do you want chips? I'm like, the last time you corrected me.
People can be like that around schedule.
Schedule and schedule, the very same. Anyway, Moët or Moët, they're facing a champagne shortage because of what they call increased demand. I can give you the direct quote from the gentleman. In an interview with Bloomberg, the chief executive, his name is Philippe Schaus. He said, and I quote, "We are running out of stock." That's pretty definitive. There's no two ways about it. There's no slice. Whatever way you slice that, it means less champagne for Christmas. Are you a champagne fan, JP?
I like a glass of bubbly, but I'm not that picky on whether it's champagne or something cheaper. Really? Ray. A little glass of fizz.
And the thing is, when they're pouring it around me, I go, geez, that looks lovely. That looks, do you know what? That looks so lovely and delicious and refreshing. And they put it into a glass and they do the whole pour it in and the bubbles go up and then you pour another bit in. Mm. And then cheers everyone. Cheers, happy new year. Cheers everyone. Cheers, bottoms up. cheers. And I take one sip of it, I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Too sour.
Oh God, that's awful. Oh God, I can't.
Sure, if you dump a bunch of Tropicana into it, you got yourself a nice Bucks fizz.
Well, then I'm drinking Tropicana. That's the problem. 0874 100 102. Ed Sheeran's and Celestials.
You see tonight, it could go either way.
This is Today FM.
Hearts balanced on a razor blade.
one of the great songs from Ed Sheeran. It's called Celestial. Today FM playing the music you love.
Hi, I'm Ray. There's Steve.
How are you?
Veronica just sent me a screen grab of her exchange with her sister. What's the sister's
Alison
name?
Alison Groves, wasn't it?
Alison. She's Veronica, the sister, texted and says she's her sister's homesick. And I was asking, is she homesick or is she home? Sick. She sent me a screen grab of the text exchange then thereafter with her sister. She said, you listened to Ray Foley. He just read out my text and hounded me for my grammar.
Bullying me on the radio.
When you think about it, that was a terrible thing to do. Was, yeah. No more than the Disney thing yesterday. I just can't control my mouth. And then her sister, Alison, texted back. She said, half heard it, laughing face. Can you confirm, is she homesick or home, comma, sick? Veronica can now confirm that she is home, comma, sick.
Oh.
Crying laughing emoji. And that monkey with its hands over its eyes emoji. We're talking about champagne as well. 0874 100 102. The pronunciation of Moet or Moet? Moet. Is it Doner Kebab or Doner Kebab? And then the reindeer. Santa's reindeer.
What about that?
Is it Doner or Doner?
Oh, for God's sake.
It's actually pronounced Mwet, Ray, from Justine.
Mwet.
Mwet. Am I saying that right, Justine? Mwet. Is that correct? That doesn't seem...
It doesn't sound right to me. It
doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. And lads, it's Moe, like Timmy Chalamet.
No, Moe.
Moe, like Timothy Chalamet. Do you say Timothy Chalamet or Chalamet? And is it Little or Lidl from Fran and
Wicked? For God's sake.
I don't know what a tracker mortgage is. Let me call my let me call my wine guy.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that John?
Yes.
John Wilson, from the wine guru from the Irish Times?
The very same.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you today?
Good, Ray. How are you?
Happy Christmas, first of all. Are we nearly there?
No, it's too early. Not until December.
Well, but hang on. We need to be popping corks. To say there's going to be a champagne shortage. There's no Christmas. There's no champagne, John.
You sound like a worried man.
I'm devastated. I'm distraught. I won't be bathing. Well, actually, I was just saying, I have a confession to make. I love looking at it. I love it when it's been popped. I love it when people are pouring it. I love when there's a soiree and it looks so fresh and so cool and refreshing. And then I take one sip of it. I'm like, oh, God, I can't. Sorry, it's too bitter for me.
Oh, yeah. Too acidic. Take a few Bicidol.
It's a Bicidol?
Yes.
Is that a hack for the champagne drinkers? Well, here's the thing, right? When it comes to wine, I think I'm the only person in the country. I like Pinot Grigio or a Chardonnay, as has been well documented. Is there a champagne akin to that I could enjoy?
Well, here's something, right? Most champagne is made from Chardonnay.
All right. Mm-hmm. But then why don't I like it then?
Because it's picked earlier and it's got far higher acidity to it. So I think that's probably why.
Okay. And then would there be one that would be a fizzy option for those of us that would like something a little sweeter that isn't necessarily as bitter?
That would be Prosecco, probably.
Oh, Prosecco, right, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of Champagne is a region to the east of France. Only wine made from grape grown there can call itself Champagne. Mm-hmm. The rest of France produces wines called Cremons, made exactly the same way, some very good. Spain makes Cava,
yeah,
and then Italy makes Prosecco. So there's lots of other options, and the great thing is a lot of them are cheaper.
Well, this is what they're saying, because is it particular to just champagne and the official champagne?
Well, I'm a little bit cynical about this shortage. There is a problem that champagne has to be kept for a minimum of 15 months before it's released, and most of them are 2 to 3 years. And if you go back 2-3 years, we were in the middle of a lockdown, so they didn't know what to do. So they had a smaller harvest in 2020. 2021 was awful. 2022 is great, but they have to wait for a year. But around this time of year, you always start to hear about shortages. And before coming on, I talked to two of the biggest buyers of champagne in this country,
right,
and both of them said we are very confident we will have plenty of champagne for Christmas. So it's a way of trying to increase prices, I think.
Hang on one second. I'll stick that on.
from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas is saved. John Wilson. So that's good. So it's all a kind of a marketing exercise then, really, shifting more bottles in the run-up to Christmas.
Yes, I think so.
There you go. Well, that's fair enough. Any recommendations for us then if we can't afford the more expensive bottles of champagne? What would you suggest for us, John?
I'm a big fan of Cava. Right. O'Brien's have one called Camel Smadar for around €20 a bottle. Right. What else would I go for? Aldi have a champagne for €20.
I shouldn't go wrong.
M&S Cava, €18. Prosecco, €17. There's lots of them around. O'Brien's actually have a champagne for €32 called Beaumont Crayer. I tell you what I'm writing about at the moment, this is like a little foretaste of the Irish Times for Christmas. O'Brien's have a rosé from Sicily, sparkling rosé called Frappato.
Right.
For $19.95, and I think it's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
And you can send me a bottle of expensive champagne and I'll drink it.
I was just about to say you have the worst job in Ireland, John. It's not the champagnes in the road. Sorry, Jimmy.
John, is it Mouet? Is it Moët?
Yes.
Or what the hell? Is it Lidl? Is it Lidl? What is it?
Normally they say Mouet.
Mouet. Okay.
So they pronounce the T.
And now we know. And is it doner kebab or donor kebab, John?
Depends what time of the night you're drinking.
It depends on how much champagne or cava you've had.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for talking to me this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Much obliged, John. Cheers. Ray Foley. Oh, he's got a tough old life, that man.
I'm thirsty now.
I'm thirsty. A bit of fizz. Go out and get the 7-Up for yourself. Right, stick around. Cash Machine call. On the way.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
On The Last Word, Brianna.
Lost Frequencies. Where are you now? Today FM. I'm on Today FM now. I haven't been since February. She's swearing. So those Aer Lingus flights, I'll tell you how you can win shortly. Where JP's still frantically coming up with some form of...
It's going to be good, though.
A giveaway. Is it going to be good?
It's going to be something.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold you to that. Because people are waiting for an exciting opportunity to win flights to an exciting array of destinations. Today FM, we play the music you love. Good day. I'm in Bits, I'm in Ragort. Orla, you coming or going?
Stationed at the door, leaving.
Orla was just walking out. We were having the chats during the Last Frequencies, so we couldn't enjoy it. And we were having the chats, and Orla got up to leave, and then the song ended, and now here we are. Now we're all in this sort of...
We're still here.
We've said everything we wanted to say to each other.
Oh, I didn't want the door to make that horrible...
Well, you can go if you want.
...long squeak as I leave.
I'm not going to keep you. You can go if you want.
You only came in to give us the goss. You've given us the goss, so you can go now.
We've got all the backbiting goss.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe she said that to that guy.
Unbelievable.
Are you, though? Are you surprised?
No. Yeah, I joined a new gym today.
Oh.
Yeah. New regime, a whole new me. And went this morning, signed up on the internet. I'm on a trial. So I don't know if they're trialing me or I'm trialing them.
Did you have to do the assessment thing?
No, not really, no. Okay. I had a good chat with them online and stuff. And
they did the eyeball assessment when you walked in.
They checked if I could pay. They did a credit check. And that's all. That was the only assessment they needed. They assessed my bank balance and whether or not my debit card worked. So, it's F45, it's called. Have you heard of F45?
What does the F stand for?
Fitness.
Fat. functional stands for Foley. Functional Foley's fatness, 45.
And what's the 45 stand?
I'm not even 45 yet, I'm only 42. It's 45 minutes.
Okay.
Functional training for 45 minutes. It's an Australian thing developed by the some Australian crew down under. And I mean in Australia.
Oh yeah,
I mean physically.
No. Southern hemisphere, but not of your body.
Dude, could you just stand up please? I'm very uncomfortable. Yeah, they developed this down under. I mean, I just feel like it's all lower body. Is there any... Anyway, I started an F45 this morning. This is Mark Wahlberg's gym. Mark Wahlberg is involved in it. So I showed up at 6:30 this morning, walked in the door, I said, is himself around? They're like, who? I said, Mark, is Marky Mark? Is Mark or Marky? What do I call him? What time is he coming in to take the first class? He said, no, Mr. Wahlberg doesn't. He doesn't attend all of the gyms and all the sessions. He has some sort of part ownership of it or something like that. David Beckham has a couple of them as well, apparently. He's involved. None of us like David Beckham anymore. No. Hashtag Qatar. Hashtag human rights. Hashtag gay rights. And did the workout with a gentleman called Shane, who gave me the encouragement and motivation I needed for a full 45 minutes of functional training. I said to Shane, where are you from? He said, I'm from Cork. I said, what? I'm from Cork. So at 6:30 in the morning in South County Dublin,
yeah,
there's a Cork man willing to shout at me to get me into shape. There's a Cork man willing to beat me up.
Ray Foley.
There's just no getting away from you, is there? He was a lovely man, actually. And I plan to go back in 2023. The Westlife Phoenix, stick around.
Dermot and Dave.
Oh man, it's good, isn't it? Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero for the new album, Midnight. So there's a lot of talk about this Aer Lingus sale. It's on from today until this day week. There's a lot of talk about this.
Right, yeah.
And there's a real buzz. Here's what we're doing. We're going to do... do I need to go through the whole game? I probably don't. We're going to get you onto a game, right? The Aer Lingus Black Friday sale, it's on from now until this day week. Great fares to incredible European and North American destinations. You'll be spoiled for choice on where you want to go. If you want to get in to win, text Aer Lingus to us now, 0874 100 102. Our price today, we've got flights for two people to a European destination of your choice, along with two nights accommodation in a centrally located four-star hotel. Text Aer Lingus along with your name and where you're from to 0874 100 102. We'll play a game with you. We'll try and give you this incredible prize. We're doing this every day this week. The sale starts today. It's on until next Tuesday. If you're flying to the States, you can enjoy US pre-clearance before you board. Fly direct to amazing destinations like New York, Miami, LA, Seattle and more. You can check out more on terms and conditions, aerlingus.com. Text aerlingus along with your name and where you're from now, and we'll do that in a couple of minutes.
Ray Foley.
And I want to play some music as well. Do you want to play some music? I still do music on Today FM.
Okay.
Like MTV. I play Dermot Kennedy and Daft Punk and Pharrell next.
At a friend's party.
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love now. The Aer Lingus Black Friday sale is now on from now until next Tuesday with great fares to incredible European and North American destinations. You'll be spoiled for choice on where to go. You got America, you got pre-clearance, the American destinations like New York, Miami and LA, Seattle and many more there. Then loads of European, the European destinations. If you fancy a holiday, fancy getting away at all. You can check them all out at aerlingus.com for terms and conditions. The Black Friday sale from today until this day week.
And I've got European destination flights to give away right now.
Are you excited, JP?
I'm over the moon, Ray. I can't wait.
You're not going. You're not going with them. It's
who says that?
It's the caller and their what plus one.
Yeah.
They'll send you to a fabulous European destination of your choice, along with two nights accommodation in a centrally located four-star hotel. You're not going with them.
Who wouldn't want to go to a European destination with me in tow?
Me for what?
Oh,
it's ringing. Where am I calling?
Conde Irvi.
Hello, is that John?
Yes.
Ray Foley, John. John, it's the radio calling. Calm down.
Sorry?
It's the radio calling.
Hello, radio.
How are you? Ray Foley here. John, oh my God, I'm going to need you to pull over for me.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, mother of God.
John, are you facing down a combine harvester or something?
Mother of sweet divine suffering, Jesus. I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello there.
Oh, look, that's much better. That's much better now, whatever you've done there. I appreciate that. How are you, sir? Where are you?
I am on the M4 motorway heading from Dunleary to Mullingar.
From Dunleary to Mullingar. Are you doing deliveries of some kind? Are you on...
I'm delivering a load of furniture to a skip hire.
A load of furniture to a skip hire?
Yes. Well, okay. Not a skip hire, just a skip...
A skip. Removing furniture from Dunleary to a skip in Mullingar. Of course, Mullingar has the best skips.
Yeah.
I mean, people are traveling
from
far and wide. Mm.
Yes.
From all over.
We like the Mullingar skip area.
It's a very good skippage in Mullingar. Do you want to give a shout-out to anyone today, John?
I want to give a shout-out to all my work colleagues in P.O. Keenan Limited who are probably listening on their way home from different areas.
They're all Mullingar bound with various loads.
Well, we actually were based in Rosemount, which is a little village outside Moat, West Mead.
I hear you barking, big dog. Any loved ones you want to say hi to?
My loved one, I say hello to my wife, Laura, and my son, Dermot Owen.
It's quite a shame that you said hello to the work colleagues before you said hello to your wife, isn't it?
Well, I also want to say hello to my mother, who's turning a big 7-0 this week. We spent the weekend in...
The big is she having a celebration?
We spent the weekend in Central Park, myself and the family.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice.
Did you try the big slide, the outdoor outside slides? Are they open?
We did the outside slides, and we managed to keep all our swimming togs on.
Keep the swimming togs on, and your limbs intact. Yeah. And is it cold? Because it's a river outside. Is it cold at this time of year?
Well, just as whatever temperature it is outside, that's I'm sure.
But they do have it open. I was wondering if they had it open this time of year, like the outside bits. They do, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's very nice, very pleasant.
All right, forget your Centre Parks. I want to send you away to a top European destination.
That'd be nice.
This is with Aer Lingus, and their Black Friday sale is on from now until next Tuesday. Here's what we're going to do, right? I've got 30 seconds on the clock, right?
Okay.
I've got a list of items in your luggage for your trip with your beloved to a top European destination on us with AerLingus.com, right?
Okay.
A list of items in the luggage. I'll list them off, then I'll hit the timer and you've got 30 seconds to tell me all the items back. There's 8 of them here on the list, okay?
I'm going to tell you them all back.
You need to remember them and say them all back to me once I've said them, right?
Yep.
And I'll help you if we get stuck. We've got 30 seconds. We've got loads of time, okay?
Yep.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, Aaron Boher. Your 8
Sorry?
Items as you wait a second. Your 8 items as you go on holidays are sunscreen, passport, plane tickets, sunglasses, toothbrush, swimming shorts, flip-flops, and plug adapter. Your 30 seconds start now. Go.
Sunscreen, plane tickets, flip-flops. Sunglasses.
What do you need before you get on the plane? They're going to check them before you get on the plane.
A passport.
You got to brush your teeth.
Toothbrush.
Yeah, sunscreen, passport.
You're jumping in the pool. What are you swimming in?
What are you wearing?
Swimming shorts,
yeah, that's right. Did you say plug adapter?
Plug adapter.
He said plug adapter. You're going on holidays!
There's about 50 people trying to ring me as I'm on the phone.
Well, they don't want you to take the time off. Are they work colleagues?
Yes, probably.
You're vital to the operation, John. They don't want to lose you. Come here, congratulations, well done. Trip for two to a European destination of your choice, and we'll put you up in a hotel as well while you're there. We'll sort you out with thanks to AerLingus.com and the Black Friday sale. Well done.
That's absolutely fab.
You're absolutely fab. Listen, sir, thanks for coming on. Have a good day.
Excellent, great. Owen Ray.
Yeah?
Love the show.
Hello. Cheers, brother. All the best. Drive safe.
Bye, boys.
Bye. Blondie and Mariah. This is AFM. Looks like she don't care. Joel Carey and Tom Grennan, it's called Lionheart. And in brackets there, they're using their brackets. And yeah. They put for fearless in there. What's the word for them when you use your brackets? Like that. You
bracket them. Brackets.
Yeah. It's a parenthesis or something, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's if you're fancy in America.
I'm just saying, that's what they're in brackets. I want to make sure you understand what the song is called. It's called Lionheart, parentheses, Fearless. Tom Grennan, Joel Carey rocking it this afternoon. What a great show we had. I think we can all agree. Particularly John, on his way to Mullingar, who won himself a lovely trip to a top European destination with Aer Lingus. More chances to win tomorrow. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We didn't get to do Guitar Hero, where we revealed the new Guitar Hero computer game. And in this one, gamers play along with the best songs to come out of Qatar in Qatar Hero. Is the one about human rights? Is the one about LGBTQ rights and recognition of people's basic human rights? Is there any songs about that?
I look into it.
I'm waiting to do Saka Spuds.
Yeah.
Where England goal-scoring hero Buck...
Bukayo, right?
I'm not
Bukayo.
Bukayo Saka.
Yeah.
He tells us he's the new face of Rooster Potatoes. In an exciting new commercial partnership in Saka Spuds. Saka Spuds. That's his name, you see, Saka. Hey, Matt's on the way next. Have a lovely day. The World Cup is back.